Get ready to enter the G-Cloud as our solar system moves in our galaxy. Well, don't pack your bags yet, or get out some sunscreen, I mean cosmic ray screen. It will take us about 2,000 years to leave our local cloud. Back up a bit. We're on a wild ride, both intellectually with the Voyager 1 and 2 spacecraft, and physically as the Sun is carried onward by its momentum and the gravity of oodles of stars. In 1977, NASA launched the Voyagers to take good looks at our outer planets, but they naturally kept going as two of the fastest things ever created by humans. Thanks to slingshotting around Jupiter and then Saturn, they move at about 56,000 kilometers per hour or 35,000 miles per hour. Their real importance is what they have revealed about the Sun's influence in deep space. The solar wind from the Sun moves out at incredible speeds of 1.5 million kilometers per hour up to the heliopause, where it slows down fast. The Voyagers have passed the heliopause and are out of our solar system in a major sense. What scientists want to know now is, how dense is interstellar space as we all ride into the G-Cloud? If it's dense, our solar bubble, the heliosheath, will compress and give us less protection against cosmic rays. How can we find out? Stay tuned. And think that we've had lots of times on Earth with high cosmic ray flux. We survived as life, but we were changed for sure. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.